Okay, so we were at the bottom of Yudchet Bet, where the Braita now brings more rules about the when the worker can eat based on this comparison to Disha. So Daish, threshing, Ma Daish Miuchad Shu B'Talush, it's only by things that are detached, Av Kol Shu B'Talush. Right, so I mentioned this already yesterday, right, that if it is, and this is the main sukkah in Bava Metzia, that if you're only allowed to work at the end of the produce. So if it's still attached to the ground, you know, you're plowing. This plowing is not before it plants. You're weeding. Weeding is a good one. You are not allowed to eat. Right. So what this means is, you can either eat it when it's at the end of the process and it's detached, or you are detaching it, picking, and that is the end of the of it. Now, the Bavli says it's not really about detached, per se. It's about Gmar Malacha. Right? And when it comes to things that are attached, harvesting is the Gmar Malacha. And the Gra actually changes the Girsa, not surprisingly, as he often does, to reflect the Bavli, right? He says, I don't think so. Right? He says, "Hachi garsin nintani daish ma daish miuchad shu bishat gmar malach upoal ochelbo avkol shu bishat gmar malach upoal ochelbo." Right? So the Grah just changes it so that the Bavli and Yerushalmi mean the same thing, or say the same, not mean the same, say the same thing. So what does this exclude? So as I just said, yatsa menakesh b'shumah b'talam, it's excluding someone who's weeding garlic or onions, because they're attached to the ground, and you're not finished. Now the Gemara and the Bavli adds, it's also because, how do we know that it has to be the Gemara Malacha? It has to be, the Pasuk says, Kel Yechalot Titein, you shouldn't put it in your kli. But that has to mean that it's, right, when you're actually dealing with something that you could, right, not when you're weeding it, right, where you're leaving it there. Everything is, right, you don't say, don't put it in your own kli, but eat it if it's staying on the ground. The reason that you can't put it in your kli when it's attached to the ground is because, you know, it's attached to the ground. Now, the Bavli suggests that maybe the reason you still need this drasha is to say that what if you have something that's stunted, and you're pulling out, not weeds, but you're pulling out the stunted garlic or onions, so the other garlic and onions will grow. Right, because if it's weeds, you're not eating the weeds. But if you're taking out the stunted garlic and onions, you do collect it. So you might have thought that you're allowed to eat the garlic and onions that you're weeding out because it's not Gmar Malacha, but you are detaching it from the ground. Kamash Malan, Daish. Right? Right, so that's the Rosh Yulia quotes that here. And he says, didn't you already know you can't take it from Kali Chalotitain? Which means that when you are putting it into the Kli of the Balabayit, so you're allowed to eat some but not take your own. But by weeding, you're not doing that at all. And so as he just said, is where you're taking the small ones from the big ones. Things that are never going to grow. So you're essentially weeding out onions from that. And in that case, you are in fact giving it to the Balabayit. So it's not going to be excluded because of a Kali Chalotitain. It's going to be excluded only because of this drasha that has to be at the Gmar Melacha. If you're supporting the grapevines, right, you're, you know, propping them up on reeds, right? If you ever made grapevines, and you trellis it, va'oder tachar azeitim, you're hoeing under the olive trees. Another thing we learn from Daish, ma Daish miuchad shegidulo min haaretz. It has to be something that grows in the ground. Called davar shegidulo min haaretz yatzah cholev amagaven v'machabetz. You don't get to take cheese, or you know, milk solids and stuff, making butter. And the like. Daish, a third thing we learn from threshing is Ma Daish Miuchad Davar Shelo Nigmara Melachto. That it's something which is, again, not, hasn't had Gmar Melacha, which, as we saw, might or might not be equivalent to the previous drasha. I've called Davar Shelo Nigmara Melachto Yotza Habodel Bitmarim. So not if you're separating dates, or separating dried figs. The yain mishi yikve, or wine after you've already skimmed off the skins from the top. Or if you're working with oil after it's gone to the trough at the bottom of the press. There it's been fully processed, and you're putting it into barrels, into storage. You also can't have it. Now again, what's the logic, the philosophy behind it? I'm not totally sure. Is it just exerut hakatuv? Is it that, right, it's like, you know, if you're eating it at like the raw edible stage, you know, it's not fair to not let him, you know, just have an apple, but obviously, you know, it's already been processed into one, you're just bottling it, right? It's much more expensive, or who knows. Daesh, the fourth thing we learn from this is ma daesh miuchad shlo ba lezikat hamasrot, that it's not yet chayev in meiser, because as in Gemara Malacha, called over shlo ba lezikat hamasrot. It has to be something that's not yet fully chayav, right? Meaning, before Gemara Malach, right? Sorry, right? Meaning before it reaches the stage of being chayav and chala and the like. Yatsa Allah shemakadiva ofe. So if you're talking about later, like you're making dough, right? And it's way after the chayav has taken effect, so you are not going to be allowed to eat it there, right? Because now it's post truma and meiser, and now it's only the only thing that's left is challah, and obviously challah is very, very different, right? Challah is right. There's all types of nafkuminis that obviously, right? Like if you buy dough from the store, you're chayv and challah. I, a non-Jew, you know, planted it, and it doesn't matter, right? The shat chiyuv is when you make it into dough. Okay. So now, k'tiv, ki tavo b'kamat reyecha. When you come to your fellow's grain, you can pluck it with your hand. Yachol b'shar kol adam kadam adabar. You might have thought this is talking about anybody who comes in. Tamad lomar v'chermesh lo tanif al kamat reyecha. Edshe, it says, don't lift, you know, the scythe against your friend's grain. Edshe yesh or should lanif. That's be someone who has the right to cut it to begin with. Vezazeh zapol. This is the worker, right? A random person can't just cut down your stuff. So he's the one who has rights to eat. Easy ben Yehud. Easy ben Akavya Omer b'shar kolam gadam medaber. No, it is talking about other people who come into your field. Now, is that possible? Could it be that everybody just eats other people's stuff? Right, so the Bavli suggests, and Rashi really quotes it here, is he's saying, no. Maybe you might have thought that someone comes that. One second. It's a case where the minhag is that basically there's hired workers, and then there's people who come and just work, and the understanding is that the owner of the field will let them do that in return for food. Right? There was like your hired workers, and then there was like anyone who comes, you know, like they've had now, like everyone come volunteer and, you know, we'll provide pizza.
Yeah.
So that, right? Anyone wants to show up. So that type of person is also allowed to eat along the way, even though he's not a hired worker, according to EC. Right? Because he is your worker for these purposes. So ma'atam and lomar v'chermej lo tanif. So if that's the case, what does v'chermej lo tanif add? Mikan she'in lo rishit lechol v'shara nafat magal. It's telling you that you can only eat it when you are lifting the sickle, i.e. at harvest time. And now we get a hashkafic point from this. Tani, Roshim Rinochai Omer, ad eichon diktika tar begezel. You see how careful the Torah is about gezel. It's not hashkafic. It's a didactic point. Shetzvichon ladun meran l'chaveiro akadeh hanafat magal. Like, look how careful you need to be. That, right, we let you take things, but you can't use a sickle, right? Or, that's one way of reading it, that's the Marfold understands it, right? That even when we allow you to eat, we don't let you to take a sickle, which means we really care about his money. Or, the Rosh Shirilio says, no. The fact that the Davgir Zanav and Magal Shavutech Petach V'daito Zoch Alav Umavkir, right, that the fact that we're so specific, that we care about the frame of mind of the of the owner of the field to figure out what's the end of the process and what's not, to say now you can eat and now you can't, that shows you that we really care about people's money. And that's why Gezel is so bad, because we really care about your money. Right? That now, right, this is a general approach in halacha, that we really, really care about it, that we don't allow you to steal, you know, minutes, right? The model becomes Yaakov Avinu, right? That Yaakov says, you know, I would shake sleep from my eyes, I would shake, you know, frost, right? Clearly, we really care. You're working for someone. You're not allowed to, you know, steal a minute. You're not allowed to steal a pencil. You're not allowed to steal anything, right? Time. You know, the halacha, there's a lot of manifestations of this. You can't go on, you know, you can't starve yourself so that you'll be weak and not be able to do your job properly, right? You're not allowed to take a second job at night in a world where that's not normal, if it's going to diminish your work, right? All types of things that come along. Again, doing it lemaisa is very challenging, because a lot of these things are based on what the minhag is. You know, the classic case in the mission already is that we don't make you do full benching if you work for somebody else because of the extra, you know, 35 seconds or whatever it is. Or you have a lot of kavana, extra 5 minutes, I don't know. B'toch kein, and the base of this, g'dola malacha, and look how great work is. Shalocharav daramavol mnei gezel, right? So this is always, you know, these are two sides of the same coin, that working is great because it prevents you from stealing. So the daramavol is only destroys, they robbed. U'pol osim lachta v'ochel, u'patr mnei gezel. Right, but he's allowed to eat. So what does that show? So the way Marafuldim b'nei Moses ate is, stealing is bad. But we allow you to actually take someone else's stuff during work because we so value work. The Torah is a special halacha that you're allowed to, right? So according to that read of it, it seems to be the reason you're allowed to eat is because the Torah really cares about work. It's machshav work. The Rosh Terilio says, Milacha dechtiv agagava od me'aretz zerukatsir. Don't guard shalo yuzarn el marabayim. Right, so he has a totally different gerusa, which gedolim malachas charved our mal elimination low how you osim and naflu begezel v'neishal lo yosim. Right, he just says, look how bad they were, was that they stole, right? And then he brings this whole tradition: they would only eat every 40 years. They only, you know, work every 40 years. Okay, k'tiv lo tachsom shor b'disho. So don't muzzle an ox while it's threshing. So we've already said that this is where an ox, when he's working with detached stuff, and a human, when he's dealing with attached stuff. So if it's detached, are you allowed to eat, right? So clearly this is not just buying the full gzera shavet to daish like we had before. So ma, because instead it's going to do is a kal v'chomer. If the ox, which doesn't eat when it's attached, can eat detached, or doesn't say explicitly that he can eat when it's attached, we know that the person can eat. Must there be cases where he can eat betalush? So now it's a Talmud Lomar. So then why does it say it's usher to muzzle an animal, but it's not usher to muzzle a person? Right. If you stop a person from eating, that's not muzzling. It obviously is a violation of the chiyuv to let him eat, but it's not muzzling. Now, the Marafol does a very different explanation of this, and he says, no. What is the Talmud Lomar? Right? Because this is a weird use of Talmud Lomar. He says it's rejecting the Kal V'chomer. Because according to this, the pasuk's exclusion of a worker from muzzling is taken to mean the worker has no right to eat of detached food. And so the conclusion is therefore that it's only by attached, and according to Mara Fulda, therefore this is against the Bavli. Right? Namely, you can't. Mikan, right? She'ena ochel betalush. Right? That's what he says. Okay. So shor ma'ash yochel mechubar. So can an ox eat things that are attached to the ground? Right? Like if it's, the ox is pulling a wagon, and you're loading things onto the wagon. or whatever the case might be. So ma adam sheno ochel betala. So a human, we said, he doesn't eat when it's detached. Now again, is that it's not stated explicitly in the Torah or according to Marafolda that he actually can't? Ochel, right? The Rashi really just says not that he can. He can eat. It's just that we're trying to prove it from the pasuk. It doesn't say explicitly in the pasuk, so you can't prove it from that because that itself is derived not from the pasuk itself. Ochel b'mechubar, he can eat things that are attached. Shor she'ochel b'tal she'ne din she'ochel b'mechubar. Where it says no, maybe not. Oma be'kan b'lo tachsom, avkan b'lo tachsom. He says clearly the comparisons aren't absolute. As we said, the muzzling prohibition doesn't apply to human beings. Tamad lomar lo tachsom shor b'disho. B'disho einat chosmo. I'm sorry, no, that was what we said before. So, oma kan b'lo tachsom. You might have said that just here, in the case of the ox that's working, you can't muzzle it. So, avkan b'lo tachsom. So, when it's attached, you can't muzzle it. Tamad lomar lo tachsom shor b'disho. By threshing, you can't. B'disho einat chosmo. When it's threshing that you can't muzzle, but chosmo, kubla karga, when it's attached to the ground, you in fact are allowed to muzzle it. Now again, the marafolda, as we saw before, thinks that you're abandoning the kal v'chomer that would allow an animal to eat with attached produce. And therefore he thinks that this is, right, not true. Now the Bavli rejects the kal v'chomer, and instead it says that how do we know that an ox is allowed to eat when it's with attached produce by comparing it to the human being. And it makes no difference between an animal who's working with attached produce and not, and thinks that muzzling is in fact usur in both circumstances, right? So it's not clear that we poskin like all of these distinctions here in the Yerushalmi. Mikan Amru, another addition. Kotzei tu adam ayidei atzmo, a person can make a condition for himself, giving up his rights to eat of the produce that he eats. Al yedei bno vito gedolim, and he can make conditions that his sons can. Right, for his adult children or wife, because they are bnei dad, and they can also. And as we know, even though in general you can't make a condition against the Torah, the exception to that is monetary law, where you can. So for adults, you can. But if you have children, you know, working, I'm not going to get into child labor issues, but they're doing it, you can't make a condition for them, because since they're not B'nai Dot, they can't be, if they're actually helping picking, they can't make a condition that they don't have the rights. So therefore, they're allowed to.
Don't we have a din that a year before they reach Mishavari, their oaths are self-effective?
Yes, but only, that's a very local halacha for Nidaret. V'lo yedei behemto, and you can't do it for your animal either, because, you know, your animal doesn't have dot. Venetia ain't behen dot. Okay. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. We had said that any worker who eats by the Torah is pater from giving maisa. The Gemara says, why? Shouldn't someone be chayav if the Torah allows you to do it? I mean, isn't that a type of a sale, right? Like the Torah is giving you this right. No, the Torah explicitly, you know, interestingly, the Torah doesn't see. The Gemara seems to say, yeah, it is a monetary right, and therefore some said a sale, but the Torah also exempts you from Maiser. Why? It says you can eat whatever you want. Right? Kinav Shecha isn't true if you have to give Trumot and Maiser. So.
But to clarify, this is referring only to that which he eats while he's working in the field, not any food that he gets as payment for his work.
Correct.
That he takes home,
correct.
Right?
Correct. Taman tanina, and that's what we said explicitly. Taman tanina, and it's not by other produce. Hayos betanim loichal banavim. Right, you're working with figs, you can't eat grapes. Banavim loichal tanim. Betaniela, hayos to be chazed that if you're working with this branch, loichal b'yicharacher, you can't even work eat from another branch. Utanina, we say in our Mishnah, hayos to be levasim loichal b'vnot sheva. That if you're working with one type of fig, you can't eat the other. But that implies that you can eat from another branch, right? If you can't even eat from another branch, why do you have to tell me that I can't eat from two different species? So he said, well, it's possible that someone grafted, right? And this would be grafting beheter because they're both types of figs. And it's like, no, these are two separate rules. You can't take from different species even on the same branch, and you can't take them to separate branches, even from the same from the same species. Now, is it asking the necessity, that's a similar version, or is it giving a contradiction and saying, right, don't these contradict, saying that you can, and then it's answering they're not in contradiction because these are two separate laws. Okay, and there's a lot of girsa issues here, but the meaning stays quite similar. So, k'tiv. When you come into your friend's vineyard, you might have thought that it's with other people, even other people, non-workers, someone. But you are putting it in the guys, in the owners' kli. Poel, right? And who is the person who is putting it in the worker's one? I mean, sorry, not the worker. Into the owners. There we go. That's what I'm looking for, right? The owners is the worker, right? Somebody else is not putting it, you know, in, well, in anything, right? Yeah, one second. Right, so the Meshech Chachma here, you know, expels that a little bit more, and he says he ain't lefarish to pasha the kol b'chol adam. Right, it can't mean everybody. The lo shavak chayil chol beria. Right, it can't. How do we know it can't mean everyone? Because it can't be that everybody's just allowed to come and steal your food. If it meant that anyone could eat in his hefker, right? If he was talking about somebody else, it would be stealing. So why should he say, don't put it into your kli? Just say, don't take it. Right? The drasha is based on the fact that it's saying, only don't put it in your kli, but you can eat it. And that's how we know it has to be someone who has certain rights, and that is, right, the Rambam has a different drasha, and the Rambam says it's very simple. It's ki tavo b'kerem re'echa, it's someone who isn't stopped from coming into your keren, which is a worker. Everybody else, the problem is that he should be stopped to begin with. V'achalta v'anavim, and you eat grapes. V'chena yodin shein b'kerem lochal anavim, don't you know that what you eat in a vineyard is grapes? Ma'atam alom v'achalta anavim, elamikan shimai osa b'tenim, lo'yocha b'anavim, lo'yocha b'tenim. So this is teaching you know that you only eat grapes while you're working with grapes, right? Which is the halacha that we saw before. Okay, we'll continue with this tomorrow.